And I'm now being joined by Bob Beck, one of the incumbents on the ballot this year for the Board of Supervisors in Des Moines County. Mr. Beck, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So, to get into the election, two open seats and four candidates, it's going to be a pretty interesting situation.
Yeah, I suppose, but in a two-party system, you would kind of expect that. Each party's going to try to put two people out there for the seats.
Well, yes, and so I just kind of want to talk about your re-election campaign and any changes you would want to make or anything you would want to keep the same if re-elected.
No, I'm satisfied with how the county's going. We have to keep a handle on the spending, which is the hardest part, I guess. Everybody has good ideas on what ought to be done, and some of it works and some of it doesn't. But when we sit down in January and do our budgets, we have to make sure that the whole works balances out. And keep in mind that in that process, state legislators not done yet, so we don't know what they're going to do to us. So it's a real challenge.
So you said you're ultimately satisfied with the direction of Des Moines County currently?
We are, yeah. We've lowered taxes. I think if you go back and look at your tax, the overall tax that everybody pays, which is now, what, $750, it's gone down almost every year. I think there's 1 year stayed the same in the last 8 or 9 years. When I first got elected, our general basic was $4.75, and state law says it can only be $3.50. So when I did one of these reports with Hawkeye, at the time it was Jim Quirk, and he gave me the interview, and just like you are, Colin, he asked the questions and I gave him, and one of his questions was, what's the most serious problem? And I don't know what I said, but after the interview I asked him, I said, what do you think it is? And he said, your tax rate, your last in the state. Generally, he had to be meaning general basic. So as soon as I was elected, I went to, of course, that goes right into budget season. I went to our budget director and said, you know, what about this? Can we get that down? She says, you bet we can. And we went to work on it. In 4 years, we had it back to 350. Well, then the flood and our economy went all to pieces, and we had to raise it. And we went back up to 425. But since then, we're back down to 350 now. But we've never been back to that 475 level. 425 is the highest we've been since we've narrowed it down, and that was because of I had no bad planning, bad nature. And I have a theory that if we can get the monies down and not collect the taxes, there's no need to have big piles of money sitting around. It should be home in the taxpayer's pocket where he can use it. And he's much wiser with it than what we are.
Right. And so, hypothetically, if there was any changes you wanted to make on the Board of Supervisors, if there are any, what would they be?
It runs pretty well. We get a little discouraged once in a while because we can't talk to each other as freely as we'd like to. But that's for a good purpose. We're spending other people's money, and they have every right to know where it's going. So there's not too much I'd change.
Right. And you mentioned communication. So with the two open seats, is working with a new candidate, if elected, a top priority of yours?
You don't have a choice. If the people put it in, that must be the right person. So you learn to work with who they put in, and if they put somebody in that has completely different views, you better understand why the public would allow them to be there. And if the public likes those all those different views, then maybe you're not doing it right and you need to change.
So you're saying you'd be flexible in working with anyone?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
And just to keep it brief, I guess I'll wrap it up with the main question. Why would you like the people of Des Moines County to reelect you for the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I think we've fiscally been very responsible. We've got the structure of Des Moines County. The infrastructure is in very good shape. Our roads are, I know everybody would like to have them paved, but we can't afford it. They're in very good shape. We have good equipment to maintain our roads. We have good people. And the biggest thing I think I'd really like to see, I guess I go along with 61. I'm chairman of the 61 Coalition, and we're getting that job accomplished, but we can't get the Mississippi River fixed. That structure needs to be repaired from the bottom to the locks and levees, and I think it's a crying shame we don't take care of that big asset out there a whole lot better than what we are. But that's not Des Moines County. That's all we can do there is go to Congress and say, help us.
You meant, I just want to dovetail off something you said there. You mentioned roads. You'd like to get those done, but it's not in the budget, you said?
Oh, roads are, not cement.
Cement, okay.
You know, everybody comes to us and says, cement my road. Well, that just can't happen.
Okay.
Costs too much.
Right, okay. Bob Beck, he is on the ballot this November for re-election for the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County. Mr. Beck, thanks again for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for getting us out to the public.